Even as the U.S. continues on high alert for acts of terrorism by its enemies abroad, the country has managed to find itself awash in self-inflicted calamity, from the chaos on Wall Street to the infighting in Congress to forest fires out west. The United States is enduring a particularly brutal summer, and it's only July. Satirist Bruce Kluger and David Slavin believe it won't be long before a certain opportunistic evil one begins taking credit for the nation's self-inflicted damage, perhaps through a cleverly predated videotape.
We vow to destroy America from within, sabotaging all that is most sacred to its godless citizens. We will incite the rampant destruction of Satan's beloved Western wilderness by inspiring an army of discontented forestry servants to ignite conflagrations in your precious jungles of Arizona and Colorado. And we will not stop until your national parks make the baked and arid sands of the Sinai look like the 14th green at Augusta National. We will make rise from your American soil greedy corporate leaders who will destroy your faith in capitalism. We will cause your wicked telecommunications cabal, WorldCom, to collapse under the weight of its own fraudulent bookkeeping, thereby shattering your sense of security and raising your long-distance rates to an unprecedented high of 9 cents a minute. Rates may vary according to your calling plan. Then we will further demonstrate the immoral nature of the American people by provoking the women who abetted another corrupt financial institution to shed their clothing for a Women of Enron pictorial in the August issue of the pornographic magazine Playboy, which incidentally includes a surprisingly candid interview with Harrison Ford. We will cause the downfall of an entire empire as your beloved goddess of domesticity, your queen of quiche, your deity of doilies, Martha Stewart, falls from grace amid the rubble of a financial scandal, and we will watch with divine redemption as her souffle of sanctimony flattens like an empty pita. We will force the cancellation of your most vile agent of capitalist propaganda, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and we will laugh without mercy as your evil moneylender, Regis Philbin, returns to the dustbin of washed-up morning talk show hosts. Finally, we will confound even your most cunning show business prognosticators by propelling a motion picture titled Mr. Deeds with Adam Sandler to a boffo opening weekend, defiling your theater chains and polluting your minds. And with this act, the wrath of all we believe in will triumph over the nation of infidels. To order a transcript of this tape, log on to our website at www.mydustylittlecave.com.
Satire from the team of Bruce Kluger and David Slavin, with help from Jonathan Lipnick.